Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team TXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Some great news coming out for one of the local streets right down near the Rochester Public Market. They're partially closing it off to drivers to extend the outdoor dining space so restaurants, breweries, and other food and beverages businesses can utilize that space. I mean, it's just a push to get a lot of employees back in with a limited amount of seating and all of that stuff. Only so many people can go back to work. But starting yesterday, actually, Railroad Street will be closed off, a part of it, for extended seating that includes Black Button Distilling, Boxcar, Bitter Honey, and so many more. Also, food trucks are going to be added into the mix as well. It's going to be a really great space to go down,
yeah,
enjoy some
sure.
food,
yeah.
get some drinks,
wear
and
your mask.
Be as sprawled out as possible.
Wear your mask. We know that fireworks, pretty big issue here, especially in Rochester and the surrounding towns. But apparently this is happening throughout the state, Breeze. And Governor Andrew Cuomo announced yesterday that he is directing state police to launch a fireworks enforcement detail to prevent illegal fireworks from being brought into the state from Pennsylvania. The directive comes along with an increase in fireworks complaints locally and across the state. The governor says the state will provide local governments with additional enforcement tools to help put an end to the use of abrasive illegal fireworks. He says that local officials need to be taking the problem seriously to effectively handle it. Yeah, the big issue, people are sneaking over to Pennsylvania, getting the crazy fireworks, and that's...
Heard them last night.
Yeah, again, yeah, oh, there we go. Just keeping it going. All right, I guess we didn't fix that
problem. They don't skip a beat. They don't skip a beat, truly. It's like... It was cooler on Saturday when we could actually see them, you and I, mm-hmm. on the rooftop of our friend's loft. But yeah, no, not when you can't hear them. It's just annoying at that point.
Right.
Some scary news yesterday. The Monroe County deputies were trying for about 13 hours to talk a man outside of a house, which was located on Route 250 near Sweets Corner Road. Authorities said the man had made some alarming comments, and officials were concerned of him harming himself. They say the man was in the age range of 40 to 60 years old. It all started yesterday, Monday afternoon, around 4 o'clock. Sheriff deputies were called to the scene after the man's parole officer said that he may be having some mental health issues, and it just spiraled into a 13-hour standoff. Basically, all the surrounding areas were blocked off. 250 was closed, and a ton of others were closed. They are now open, but very scary stuff. I saw this all night. I was following it, but I hope everyone involved is okay.
And finally, in the Team PXY feed, country singer Chase Rice took to Instagram yesterday to address the backlash to his concert Saturday night in Tennessee. Rice had posted a video of about 1,000 fans, mostly without masks and not social distancing. That video was blasted by fans online. Also, fellow singer Kelsey Ballerini called the move, quote, selfish. This is what Rice had to say.
Moving forward, I have a show in Ashland, Kentucky on Friday, and it's a drive-in show. You take your trucks, take your cars, you have your own space, you can get out of your cars, you can get out of your trucks and party with me. Please do sing the songs, but stay in your own space, stay with the people you came with.
A little change of tune there from Chase Rice.
Okay.
Keeping everybody safe. Speaking of keeping people safe, today's Savage or Sensible, as expected, lots of opinions that, by the way, everyone's completely entitled to. I love what Tony wrote on her Facebook page, by the way.
Okay.
In response to this, he said, "This really could be a good debate. We should put a couple guidelines in effect, like no name calling people that don't share your opinion, and be open minded with the ability to understand someone's different point of view." I think this goes for like life, right? Like everything in life. Can we?
Right.
If we can get to that point, that would be incredible. That would be fantastic. So props to Tony for mentioning that. And there are people that are some that are getting maybe a little aggressive, but that was to be expected with this one. Savage or sensible, calling out someone in public for not wearing a mask or wearing one incorrectly. Lots of opinions on this one. We'll get back into it and reveal the results of the poll, which you can vote on right now at 98pxy.com. Coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.